Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masech the Savas Perik Beis Mishnah Vav Afhu referring to Hillel. Ra Gilgoyles Achas. He saw a skull. This was the skull of a Rasha who used to rob people and then drown them in the river or throw their bodies into the river. So he saw his skull Shetzafa that was floating Al Pnei Amayim on the water. Omar, so he said. He wanted other people to hear this. Some say he was talking to the Neshama. Al Diatef, because you did this to others, because you drowned them and threw them into the water, and they were floating, Atfuch, now you're floating in the water. But the ones who did it to you, they had no right to do it, even though maybe you were Chayiv Misa, but only a Bezdin with due process can execute someone. So the Seif at the end, Mitafayach Yitufin, those that drowned you will drown. Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains as follows. If Reuven goes and steals something from Shimon, or Reuven hurts Shimon, so min ha-shamayim was besher that Shimon should be hurt. The Chafetz Chaim explains this many times in the Sefer Shmiras Halashon. Why are you angry at someone? If you have to go through an embarrassment, it's a big kapari. It happens to you. But even though it's true that if it wasn't min ha-shamayim decreed that you should lose money or be hurt or whatever happens to you, it wouldn't happen. The one that did it to you can't say, well, I'm just a shliach from Hashem. No, you're going to be punished for doing it. So ganav. Don't think, well, if I killed someone and threw him into the water, stam, he was deserving of it. Not Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. No. That's none of your concern. You're still a rotzeach. And what you did to someone else is going to happen to you. Just like whoever killed you, you know you're chayiv misa, you did it to someone else. But it doesn't make a difference. They're not a bezin. They had no right to do it to you. Whoever did it to you, it's going to happen to them.